techniques supporting and transferring in the member states is called RT-PCR. So it's a reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction. And this technique is amplifying the genetic material of pathogens and allows identifying the virus, for instance, in the case of the Ebola virus.
What type of training will be provided through the funding?
So in this project, we will be training virologists to first use the methodology, so the RT-PCR, to identify pathogen. And in the particular case of this very dangerous zoonotic diseases, so this disease that can be transferred from animals to human, we will be also training them to work in high safety working conditions.
When will the training start and how long does it take?
The project is just starting now. We just received information about the funding of this part of the project, so we are initiating the implementation of the project right now. We'll start by a coordination meeting with a world expert in these molecular biology techniques, and the training will be starting as soon as possible. In fact, they will be discussed during this coordination meeting that by now is planned to be held on the third week of February. So hopefully we could start the trainings in March or April of this year.
I understand there are 11 African countries that will be involved in this project. So what countries are you going to start first?
First, you have to know that this project we're speaking about is a project that is, it's an activity that is proposed under the Peaceful Uses Initiative of the IAEA, but it's only part of our activity. So it's part of a broader project that aims at strengthening the capacity of the African region in detecting emerging zoonotic diseases in wildlife and livestock in order to be able to anticipate the risk of outbreak in the human population. So by now, this first activity is targeting 11 countries that are the countries, let's say, most at risk, either because they are affected by the Ebola virus or because they are bordering these countries or from the road traffic or air traffic. But in a second time, in the broader project, all the African countries are targeted as participating countries.
What type of equipment will be needed and where will this come from?
The type of equipment we are dealing with in this case are RT-PCR machines. So there's machines that allow detecting the DNA, the genetic material of viruses or the pathogens. And this equipment are in fact from companies. Many companies are selling it on the market. And so we are developing some methodologies using this equipment, especially in our joint division between FAO and the IAEA, to diagnose animal disease.
What is the advantage of using molecular biology to diagnose infectious diseases?
These techniques have huge advantage of sensitivity and rapidity. So most of the classical techniques can take several days before you are able to identify a pathogen. And in this case, in using this RT-PCR, we are speaking about a few hours, let's say a half day to identify, to analyze several tens of samples. They are also, by now, at least to the best of my knowledge, the only methodologies that are validated, so in which you can actually identify the virus.
Once this project is completed, how many virologists would you say will be trained and prepared to use the molecular biology equipment?
In the first part of the project, we are targeting, as you said, 11 countries, and in each of these countries, we are planning to have a team of 4 to 5 virologists fully trained to these techniques. In this particular case, of course, because we are dealing here with an emerging zoonotic disease of high risk. So we already have many people, because these activities, we are performing them in the countries, in the member states of the IAEA for a long time. So many people are trained by now, but for more less dangerous diseases, let's say.